By the time I got to Qualcomm, the system was already pretty well jailed. I mean, I couldn't really change the fundamental structure of the system, and again, it was designed primarily for voice, and I pretty much had to, you know, deal with it as it was given to me. And so I have these two very different things I'm trying to put together. I have, you know, on one side, I'm trying to make this thing usable in a computer network, which is typically connectionless, asynchronous. I mean, you know, speeds are different everywhere in the network. It's typically very fast compared to a, and of course, it's gone way off the top end of that scale. The packets are inherently variable sized, and the loss rates are expected to be fairly small, although that can certainly not be true on the internet today. CDMA, on the other hand, I have this thing that's connection-oriented, sort of semi-connection-oriented, because it's not a purely synchronous circuit. I do have a choice of what frame rate I want to send every 20 milliseconds, but it is connection-oriented. I have to set up a traffic channel. It's synchronous. I have to send a frame every 50 milliseconds. It's slow. It's less than 9.6, although we're working on higher speed versions of this, not that much faster. It gives me these four small frames that make ATM frames look positively huge by comparison.